Hi guys, welcome to another podcast. This is Josie. No, I want to firstly apologize for not uploading last week. Last week, Thursday and Friday, I was kind of under the weather, and you know, mental health is important, and it's very important that you take care of your mental health. Now, I took a break and I am back. I am back to talking about, to discuss a very sad topic today. You know, and I'm just gonna say, these are my personal opinions. This is what I think. This is what's going on. And it is so painful. You know, I'm gonna be talking about racism. Racial discrimination. You know, racial discrimination, it has been rife for decades. And it is more visible now because it's being filmed. You know? So, it shows, these videos, they show, you know, the reaction of predominantly Italian, Irish, and the Jewish community reaction, their reactions to black people, to black integration. You know, and the most recent thing that happened was the murder of the unarmed black man in Minneapolis named Floyd George. You know, so he was actually murdered by a Minneapolis police who actually put his knee on his neck for 7 minutes as he screamed that he could not breathe. You know, and what even makes it worse was that the mayor of Minneapolis posted that if you can't breathe, you can't talk. I am so distraught, you know. I used to normally talk about, you know, talk a lot about black issues. But then again, I realized, number one, we are our worst enemy. We don't look out for each other. We are always, it seems as if we're trying to please. No, I must, let me, before I continue, I want to say that there are so many white persons out there that are kind and they're nice. I have about 2 white friends, and let me tell you, they're awesome. However, it's like we are trying to prove ourselves to these people, you know. It's like, oh my god, these black people are not trying to unite. I mean, we have been informed. This is a very sensitive topic for me, and that is why it's kind of hard to actually talk about it, but I'm just gonna get it out. We have been in slavery for about 400 years. Many people say that we could, well, I personally think we could have fought harder, united together to free ourselves, because I mean, there were a lot of black persons on those plantations, and you know, we should have come together. Yeah, they have guns, but I mean, come on, man. How many of them? Listen, they're killing us anyway. They were killing them anyway. Over nothing, you know? So what would it take for us to actually fight? Because you know you're gonna die already. What would it take? I don't know what happened there, but I do know that this is my personal opinion. I think they could have done better. But at the same time, prophecy had to fulfill. So I guess it's just the way it is. But my personal opinion is that they were too complacent. Many people are gonna be upset with what I have to say, with what I'm saying now, but that's my personal opinion, and if you have a problem with it, just keep it to yourselves or talk among your friends, because I do not care. It's my podcast and I talk what I feel, what I think. If you think that I said something incorrect, then you can definitely give me the facts and I'll stand corrected. But if you're just gonna criticize what I have to say or what I'm saying, you can just shut up. That's that. Anyways, another thing that forced me to stop talking about black issues is the fact that we are always protesting, we're always talking, we're always campaigning just for a few days. It's like the 90-day wonder until everything is back to normal. I personally think that we start fight the racial system that we live in. You know, we start fight, because I mean, we fight and stop and fight and stop and fight and stop, and it's a cycle. It's continuing, and that sucks, man. That really sucks. Sorry. Oh boy. It's like for a period of time, and then boom. Many people are talking about, oh, I'm in Jamaica, so I personally saw someone on Twitter posting about, hey, if I die in Jamaica, at least I know I'm not gonna die by the color of my skin. He said something similar to that, I don't remember, he or she. Sorry. You know, and you know, one day we're all outraged about the random and senseless murders of children, a lot of them in Jamaica, a lot of children. Ananda, we have the Shante scars, the recent disappearance of Jasmine Dean. Jamaica's crime is terrible. You know, and you really don't feel safe, and then some people are there and talking about Jamaica hardly has random killings. Man, shut the hell up. We are no better. We are no better. I can't believe that some people, they're actually gonna pretend, you know, that Jamaica isn't a place where if you have the right amount of money, anything that is illegal, it can be illegal, because it all starts with corruption. And you know, corruption is prevalent. Corruption is prevalent in at least every single country in the entire world. And I'm not just talking about Jamaica. Corruption is a hell of a thing. I've heard about people who use their socioeconomic background to get away with murder. And you know, because some people are considered quote unquote the lower class, they are treated like garbage. I personally think racism is something that is taught. You have to teach it. You have to show. You have to act. Does that go on to say children live what they learn? You have to be showcasing that racism. You know, children, they are born very innocent, and you know, they basically do not realize some things until they grow. They grow and they see and they understand what's going around, what's going on, sorry, around them. And that's how they actually learn. That is how they learn. They see what's going on around them, and you know, my gosh. All right, so I also want to remind you guys that Jamaica, you see the plantation owners that were in Jamaica, it's their children's children that are running Jamaica. right now. And they are the persons that are at the top of the socioeconomic ladder. If you look at it, if you can name all the CEOs, you know, of certain companies, if you look closely, if you research, I can guarantee that almost all of the CEOs, they're light-skinned. I must say, I must remind you guys again that I am not racist. I'm just talking facts. And you know, I was watching a video on Instagram today. I've seen it before, but it came back up in my feed today. And I was watching it. Even though I knew what was going to happen in that video, I still watched it. So it was basically about a group of colored, white and colored students were on a field, and the coach was saying that they're gonna play a race. The person to win the race gets the $100 US bill. Yeah, basically. And you know, he asked them a series of questions first, and it was basically, you know, take two steps forward if your parents are still together. Take two steps forward if you never had to worry where your next meal is coming from. Take two steps forward if you grew up, you know, basically asking some questions. And majority of the persons that were stepping forward were white. And he told them to stop. He told them to look back. Look behind him. And they realized that majority of the persons that were behind them were black persons. And he was saying to them that, hey, a lot of persons don't want to admit it, but we were born with a head start at life. And it's true. It is there. So, you know, not everybody is the same. There are so many nice persons that are white out there, you know, and I'm not gonna take that away. A lot of nice persons are out there that are not of color. However, if they actually deny the fact that, hey, this is what's going on, then they're lying. They know. They really do. And it's irks me every time I see like a celebrity or someone famous does something, you know, racist, and people call them out on it. Then they send this little apology and say, oh, I did not think about that, or I did not think about that, and though it was gonna offend anybody and whatever. And it keeps happening over and over again. Trust me, they do know. But let me tell you something. Jamaica. I know many of you guys, if you haven't even been to Kingston, you might have heard the, well, you should know, Lady Musgrave Road in Kingston. Let me give you a backstory about that. So, you know, Lady Musgrave was actually the wife of the Governor General of Jamaica at that time, in their time, and you know, George Tebow, the builder of Devon House, who was actually a black man, had a huge house. And it was, I think she just didn't like it. She just didn't like the fact that he had a big house. So what she did was actually got her husband to pave a road, a different road, so she wouldn't have to, when she's driving, she wouldn't have to pass his house to get to wherever she's going. So nobody can tell me, say, classism, racism and colorism not there in Jamaica. It is very prevalent here in Jamaica, you know. I mean, this is so funny. I remember growing up, and
I grew up with a cousin. She was a lighter color than me. I was darker. And normally when we go somewhere, they'd say, oh, it's your brother and it.
Or something of the sort. And it was kind of weird. However, time, you know, you're being compared by the color of your skin. It happens a lot. The lighter persons, they get the more opportunities. They do get more opportunities, and it's just facts. Anyways, I'm just saying that, you know, it's very rough out there to be a black man. It is very rough to be a black person in the world because, man, it's hard. It's really, really hard. And, you know, you have to be strong. You have to keep praying to God and, you know, with the hopes of actually making it. So, sum everything up, I hope you guys are staying safe. You know, thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast and enjoy the rest of your evening. Say goodnight, baby.
Hey.
Good night. Bye, guys.